Rabbi Daniel Yaakov Travis is with us live via telephone. The book is called Yedidya. The book is written by author Naomi Elbinger. The book is a Feldheim release. It is brand new, and it is based on the Torah series, Thanking Hashem When Things Look Bad. Rabbi Daniel Yaakov Travis is based in Israel, and he is with us live via telephone. Rabbi Travis, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's an honor to be on your program.
I appreciate that. Tell everybody what you generally when you're not inspiring, when you're not inspired. Rabbi Travis, are you there?
Yes. Reception's not going. Try to find a place where it's really good.
Gotcha. Okay, no problem. When you're not inspiring books, what are you normally doing in Israel?
I'm normally doing 100 different things, but my prime goal in life, maybe I'll just give a 1.5 history.
Sure.
That I was in the Bronx High School of Science, and Rav Meir Kahana came to the school. I wasn't religious at the time. I wouldn't have gone to hear him speak, but the Peace and Justice Society put up signs not to go, so that inspired me to go. And he had one message. When I was 15, I heard the message, go to Israel, go to yeshiva, and study Torah. And that was the most inspiring, true words I heard in my life. And I decided I had to go. But, you know, you don't just step on a plane from Bronx Science. Rabbi Nate Siegel, your brother, took me under his wing, and he kind of directed me in that direction until 2 years later, I was in Israel. I was very inspired by the book Halachic Man by Rav Soloveitchik, and I decided that my goal in life was to train poskim for the Jewish people. They're not just poskim who can deal with simple questions of kashrus and Shabbos, but the most intricate questions that deal with the most personal, intimate, difficult, messy, all the really, really shilas that people don't want to deal with. I want to train poskim who can deal with that, which I call people-oriented psak.
And just so everyone in the audience understands, when you say poskim, you mean religious decisors. You're trying to train people that can make decisions based on halacha, based on Jewish law, in very sensitive situations. And Rabbi Travis, frankly, today, in 2021, we have a lot of very sensitive situations.
It's really, really true. I see every year that as the world progresses, so there's more and more complication, more and more difficulties, more and more confusion. And my goal, my raison d'etre, as it were, is to try to bring light to the darkness, whether it be in the realm of thanking Hashem when things look bad in the philosophical realm, but in the world of halacha, especially since there's like two trends today very much. One trend is to be like extremely stringent, and one trend to be extremely lenient. And I'm trying to forge the middle road and have Jewish leaders, train Jewish leaders who can really, you know, get down into people's emotions and take into account all of these other factors, which are not always included in halachic decisions, and to really produce people under psak.
And I think we also need to make the point, Rabbi Travis, which also I believe gets lost in this era, and I'm sure you agree with this, when one is paskening, when one is deciding and drawing conclusions for the public, making public statements about what our behavior needs to be in certain situations, very often that decision has to be dealt with very differently when dealing one-on-one, when dealing with someone's private pain or private circumstances. Would you agree?
That's 1,000% true. Every single question, I'm a very big proponent. Every person has to have their rav who knows them well. There's no such thing as, there is such a thing called Insta-Rabbi.
Right.
Some of my friends run it, but I'm a little bit not so, you know, on board with that, because I think psak is something very deep and intimate and has to be like a one-on-one connection with a rav who really knows you well. There's a famous story that I always like to tell about, you know, the Hamana went to the rav and her chicken had many, many kashrus problems, and the Talmidim all said it's going to be not kosher. The Rav said it's kosher. The Talmidim said, what about the Shach and the Taz, all of these opinions? He said, you're looking at the chicken, I'm looking at the lady.
Right.
So you really have to take into account the whole person and his whole life and everything he deals with.
And we should point out in that story there was a halachic basis to make it kosher. We shouldn't just, you know,
For sure, yeah.
Right. I'm just making that clear. Rabbi Daniel Yaakov Travis is with us. All right. The truth is, Rabbi Travis, I see the way this is going. We could spend hours with you talking about the your institute in Israel and certainly so much more about this topic of Psak in our community. What we need to do this morning is focus on this book in the few minutes that we have. It's based on a Torah. The book is called Yedidya, written by Naomi Elbinger. And I didn't realize that there are other books out there. You mentioned this to me when you were visiting the United States. It's based on a Torah series entitled Thanking Hashem When Things Look Bad. Tell me the background of that series.
Right. It's actually, that's a series that goes up every day on Torah Anytime. My wife and I, when we got married, we had a tremendous number of hardships, including my father-in-law passed away a few days before we got married, and I was run over a car and pronounced dead. We had a fire, pneumonia, meningitis. Like, just the list is really, really long. And I really, really made a major search for what I could do to, like, try to deal with problems, you know? And I met many, many big rabbis along the way on this search. Until one day I came across a concept which was just like today we don't have a Beit HaMikdash, we don't have Korbanot, so we say Korbanot, perhaps because the study of Korbanot is somewhat equivalent to bringing Korbanot, so perhaps the study of the concept of good and bad and problems, that would be equivalent to experience of problems. I went to a big Rav to discuss this, and he said it makes sense, and then I started this series both on Torah Anytime, and it also comes up on Kol Lashon. Once, twice a day I give shiurim on this topic. Right, thanking Hashem when things look bad, the concept is that instead of experiencing the problems, to learn about the problems. And you get to the same point, as it were. Experience brings you to one point, and the learning hopefully brings you to the same point. You don't need the actual problems to get to that, you know, point B.
Right, but
I started this 3 years ago, incredible change in my life.
But does that course of study, well, what's the change? Does that course of study actually help one deal with the quote-unquote bad stuff? And I'm saying quote-unquote because often when we see something that's bad, it's not always bad. And you said an entire list, and sometimes you look at your list compared to others, and your list is nothing. Can this series help people deal with what they consider bad things?
Definitely, because the Torah has a very, very specific laid out prototype way to deal with issues and problems, right? And each person according to his own personality and his own understanding, right? But the general way is laid out in many, many Torah sources, right? The more Torah sources you study, the more your outlook will be shaped on how to see it, and the more you'll re-experience these difficulties in a totally different way. I'll just give you very quickly one example the Gemara brings about,
sure.
It's a Gemara in Nida, that about a guy going to get a boat, and he breaks his leg, and he's cursing God. And then 3 days later, he heard the boat sank, and he's praising God. So it's not always going to be so dramatic, but I've seen in my own life that if you start tracking your problems, then you see often they're not really problems, but often it's just Hashem is taking you in a certain direction, and you just have to, like, surrender and get on board.
Wow.
And you'll see that many of your problems of life, they're helping you grow, they're making you more sensitive, they're taking you to a place you wouldn't imagine. And learning these Torah sources really is the key to that. In the book, I tried to write a book about this topic for many years, and I always just gave up because it was too heavy. The idea was that we'll make it a novel and a really exciting, I believe Mr. Elbinger is an amazing writer, one of the best writers I've ever found, and to make it a really, really exciting novel and to put all the Torah concepts into a novel, as if it's a mushal analogy, and you'll be getting the same sort of ideas without having to read the sources, which are sometimes very heavy.
So in other words, the character in the book, Yedidya, the character in the book, is playing out the advice, if you will, of Rabbi Daniel Yaakov Travis, as written by Naomi Elbinger.
Right, exactly.
And the book is available out there, correct?
The book is to show how a person can go through, like, very, very intense situations and tragedies, and come out a better person, you know, and be a changed, different person as a result.
The book is available at the moment, correct?
It's been out. Many of us think.
I was going to ask about the availability of the book. It's out already, correct?
It's out. Yeah, it's been out for 2 months. I'm selling it. And Brother Sham, I think we are close to finishing the first printing. We're hoping to make a second printing soon. But it's certain publishing companies didn't want to take it. because they said it's like two newer concepts. You know, there's a concept of Torah books and the concept of novels. What we really tried to do is create a new genre here of Jewish literature, which is a Torah book, which is a story.
Right.
You know,
so
it, and others, you know.
So it's a it's a fictitious book, but based on real reality, so to speak, based on real life situations and real life advice. Let's put it that way. The book is called Yedidya. It's based on the Torah series by Daniel Yaakov Travis. It's written by Naomi Elbinger. It's a Feldheim release, available everywhere. You could certainly search it online. Again, the book is called Yedidya, written by Naomi Elbinger. Give us a minute or two on the story, Rabbi Travis. You don't want to give away everything, but tell us the underlying theme and occurrences during this novel.
Well, you're asking a good question. How do you do that? The main point is that this Yedidya, which actually means the friend of God, right?
Right.
There's a certain irony to that.
Right.
How could you be God's best friend and he's smashing you to pieces? Yedidya gets smashed to pieces, left and right. You know, just when you think you get in the book that, you know, the happy ending's going to happen,
right,
so it gets smashed again and again and again. And the point is that, you know, Yedidya goes through this process, which we all have to go through it. It's a little bit of a biography of myself, you know, although I didn't go through the same exact experiences, but I see, like, every time I give another shiur, another week, another month, another year of shiurim, and you grow and you see life differently. And I recently gave a shiur called Experiencing Gan Eden While Suffering Like Gehenna.
Oh, wow.
And that's really the line here. You could really have a terrible, and, you know, I'm a rabbi also. I hear people's problems, and there are really crazy things going on today, you know, but there are people who say, I don't care. I'm just going to just keep going, and they have happy lives.
Yeah, I hear that. If Yedidya has some of the experiences in it that you had and you just described, yes, any of the Bronx Science experiences included or not?
No specific thing that he does I actually went through. It's more the process, you know, the process of growth and things. You know, from Bronx, I was training for the Olympics. I wanted to be in the Olympics. In fact, the African-American members of my track team used to say, Travis, if he wasn't white, we'd say he was black, you know? And that was like the highest accolade that a young white boy could reach, you know? I was number three in the Bronx. I was the third in the Bronx in 400-meter hurdles, you know? When Ramir Kahana came and spoke, I said, you know, I used to run 100 miles a week. I said, I'm running 100 miles a week, but where am I going, you know? I'm like, you said the same point when I finished, you know, and that was like a eureka to me.
You know, it's funny.
A lot of the experience, though.
It's funny because, I mean, I also went to high school in Riverdale, meaning in the Bronx, but in Riverdale, and I'm somewhat familiar with Bronx Science through some of the Jewish colleagues that I knew there. Some high schoolers would say you had it all. If you're on the track team and training for the Olympics,
right,
and in one of the best schools in New York, and obviously one must suspect you are somewhat popular, some would look at you and say you have it all. Right. You're running 100 miles a day, and you're, or 100 miles.
I was editor of the newspaper. Right, I was editor of the school newspaper. I was doing Westinghouse College. Like, I had everything going for me. When I left the school, I left early admissions to go to YU. The principal told me that I'm off the wall. I'm crazy, you know? And I told him, you know what? He was a Jewish guy. I said, not only am I right, but you should be going to yeshiva as well.
Wow. How'd your parents handle it?
Oh, they freaked out.
Yeah.
They freaked out. But today, you know, we went to Kibbutz Laviv for a Shabbos, my daughter's bat mitzvah. So my mother got on and said, you know, it's Rabbi Travis, the world-famous speaker. Everyone must come hear him, you know? It's just, for all those people who are having trouble with their parents, you should know, if you stick it out, and you have a goal in mind, then your parents will have nachas in the end.
Yeah, they're very proud. I'm no doubt they're very proud of your accomplishments. Rabbi Travis, like I said 2 seconds into this conversation, I have a feeling that you and I need to speak a little bit more down the road, and I hope we'll have that opportunity.
Yeah, but Dr. Shem, I'm looking forward, and best regards to your brother, Nate.
100%. The book is called Yedidya, a novel based on the Torah series Thanking Hashem When Things Look Bad. Rabbi Travis directs everyone to Torah Anytime, where you can find his name, Rabbi Daniel Yaakov Travis, and the series that has the title, Thanking Hashem When Things Look Bad. The book, Yedidya, is written by Naomi Elbinger. It is a Feldheim release. and it is available now, like it's been for the last couple of months. It's a novel, right? Fiction, a novel, but based on these really serious guidelines and advice and stories that are by Danielle Yaakov Travis has brought to the attention of us through this book by Naomi Elbinger. And we wish him the best of luck with this. And like I said, I think everybody out there agrees after hearing her by Travis for a few minutes that we need to speak to him again when we have more time, and we need to speak to him again when we have an opportunity to get him in studio face-to-face here at JM in the AM.